So let's begin by generating our motivation. So let's remember the kindness of sentient beings. And even when sentient beings haven't been kind, when they've spoken to us harshly or done things that have harmed us, let's remember that it's because their minds were overwhelmed with afflictions. And so don't hold it against the sentient beings themselves, but have compassion for the sentient beings and recognize that the harm comes from their afflictions and that they will suffer the results of their afflictions in a far greater way than we do just by being the object of them for a temporary period of time. And so with compassion for sentient beings, then use that to fuel our bodhicitta wanting to attain enlightenment for their benefit. So let's generate that motivation for the teachings we're about to embark on. Okay. So we've been going through the text by the Third Dalai Lama, The Essence of the Divine Goal. And we've talked already about the paths of the initial, the being of initial capability and the being of the middle capability. So the initial practitioner is one who wants to die peacefully and have a good rebirth, and so they to generate that motivation, they meditate on precious human life, impermanence and death, and the possibility of lower realms, lower rebirth. And then when they have that motivation, what they do to practice to bring about a good rebirth is to take refuge in the three jewels and to follow the law of cause and effect, karma and its effects. Then the middle level practitioner is not content just with a good rebirth, because they know that, you know, you're still caught on the merry-go-round of samsara and not at all freed from all suffering. And so that person aims for liberation, wanting to get out of cyclic existence. To generate that motivation, they meditate on the first two noble truths, the truth of dukkha, or suffering, and of its origin. And then when they have that motivation to actualize it, they meditate on the last two noble truths, the true cessations and true paths. And in terms of the true paths, then there's the three higher trainings, and bodhicitta, or another way to divide it is into the Eightfold Noble Path. Okay, so that's kind of a very short review of what we've covered already. For a longer review, you can go on the website and listen to the talks. Okay, so now we are on page 14 of the Third Dalai Lama's text. The section that says, generating bodhicitta. I had to put my glasses on. Okay, so this begins the section for the advanced level practitioner, who is somebody who aspires for full enlightenment for the benefit of sentient beings. To generate that motivation, then they meditate on one of the two ways to generate bodhicitta. And once they have the bodhicitta motivation, they actualize it and bring about full enlightenment by meditating on the six far-reaching practices, or and the four ways of assembling disciples, and they do the Vajrayana practice. So the section we're starting on now is specifically about generating bodhicitta. So this is kind of the heart of the whole thing. And they say that if you take all the Buddhist teachings, and like if you take milk and you churn it, you get butter, kind of like the good stuff. Those were in the days before they knew about cholesterol and all that kind of stuff. Anyway, but if you turn all the Buddhist teachings to get to the really good part, that's the bodhicitta. So that's what we're going to be talking about now. Bodhicitta talks a lot about love and compassion. And so lots of times people like to hear these teachings. They didn't like hearing the first two noble truths about suffering and the origins of suffering. They want to hear about bodhicitta and love and compassion. But the thing is that if you're really going to generate bodhicitta, then you have to meditate on all four noble truths, because if we want to develop actual love and compassion for sentient beings, it has to be wanting them to be free of all the misery, especially the misery of cyclic existence. So in order to free them from their cyclic existence, we have to be in touch with what our cyclic existence is, and to do that we need to meditate on the first two of the Four Noble Truths. Okay, so that's why that order is like that. We can't just skip over things and talk about light and love and bliss, because then it all becomes actually quite superficial, you know, because you know how it is. We love everybody as long as we don't have to talk to them and live with them and deal with them on a daily basis. You know, it's easy to love all the people somewhere else, but the people that we live with, the people that we work with, you know, our family members or